I met my significant other, Jim Ebert, in 2003. It was April 2005 that I was pregnant. Jim was turning 50. I was planning a 50th birthday party for him, is what I remember. And then finding out that I was pregnant washed the 50th birthday party down the drain because eventually, after I had Georgia, I spent 3 days in the hospital and we came home on his 50th birthday. My pregnancy was fabulous. I was forced to be healthier. I was forced to not drink wine every day of my life. I still worked. I worked to the last minute, like days before I had her. I constantly got the comment, which I loved, and I don't know why women are so offended by "you're all baby." You know how women say that, and to other women who are pregnant, and I thought it was fabulous because I was all baby, she was big, and I had gone to the doctor a few weeks before she was due and saw the nurse practitioner. And the nurse practitioner felt the head and said, "She's great, everything's great." Well, I went back a couple weeks later to see the doctor just a week before I was due, and she felt her butt, not her head. So Georgia was breech. So her toes were on her face, basically, and her butt was ready to deliver. So that's when I was told it's C-section and no other way to do it unless we try to turn the baby. But she was 9 pounds. I mean, she came out at 9 pounds, 5 ounces. So there was not a lot of space in there to move her around. I was scheduled for a C-section on the 18th at 10:30 in the morning. But on the 18th at about 1 o'clock in the morning, my water broke after a lovely lobster dinner, a little wine, and a little bit of champagne. The day before, I'd had my hair done, and the women at the salon started to tell me their experiences with C-section, and that one of them told me that she had her arms tied down. You know, they lay you out, your arms are out to your sides, and they tie your arms down so you don't do anything you shouldn't be doing. So I was a little worried about that, and I did ask the guy who was starting to strap me down if I could just have my arms free, and he said, "Yeah, just don't, you know, touch anything or put your hands anywhere." And then received a good dose of anesthesia. And in fact, I do remember this was quite funny. The anesthesiologist, his crotch was like kind of against my head, and he was reading a book while I was having a baby. So he didn't seem to care so much about me having a baby. But so as they did whatever they did, they were ready to yank her out, and they started to pull, and they couldn't get her out. And Jim tells me later that the doctor actually had to put his leg up on the table and yank at her because, again, she was butt first, so she kind of got stuck. And I could feel my body moving, and just remember laying there with the sheet in front of me, not being able to see anything except up over my head, and just looking at the ceiling and looking at the lights, being tired, being exhausted, and ready for it to be done. Apparently, they had given me too much. So I slept through a lot of it, but just periodically woke up and later saw images that Jim had took all morning while I slept of he and Georgia in the mirror. And you know, so, and they're very, very close now. I think it's so wonderful. And I think a lot of it is that time they spent together. As soon as I came out, I didn't hold her. You know, she didn't come to me like you see on TV, "Here's your baby." You know, he just kind of took her and brought her to me and showed me. And then, you know, I just could not keep my eyes open to save my life. So I remember the nurse that took the stitches out asked me, "Do you ever grow your hair up here? Because then you won't even see this scar." I'm like, "No, I don't. I never grow my hair up there." But it's nothing. I mean, it's very small. The scar is very small from the C-section. And no, never bothered me. But ended up staying in the hospital for 3 days. So I had her Wednesday. I was Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night in the hospital. When it came time to leave, I walked out the door and just started bawling and bawled the whole way home. And I don't think Jim gets it still. You know, it was just overwhelming, overwhelming to me. And I just walked out and cried, and I got home and poured myself a big glass of wine. The woman that teaches the women how to breastfeed was quite helpful and said it was okay to have a glass of wine. And so I thought, okay, well, that's great, thanks. Just everything was different. It's like when you go away on a vacation, you come home and you kind of have to get back in the swing of things, but everything was just different when I got home. Nothing was the same. My biggest concern about having a baby was the loss of time to myself. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't giving up this or giving up that. It was the loss of privacy. Even though you would have time to yourself, you know that little child is always going to come back. You have 15 minutes. They're at school. You're always going to pick them up. You're always going to have this responsibility for the rest of your life. And that was why I waited so long. I mean, I was never ready until I finally was ready, I guess. And being around Jim, especially when we got home, I had never felt closer to anybody in my life than I did to him. And I was madly in love with him. And that didn't change. And the father that he is to her, they are the best of friends. They do everything together, and they are just two peas. I love them madly.